This is the verse for this week. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found.
The lesson yesterday was concerning a man who sought the Lord. And that's what our memory verse was about today. A man who sought the Lord. What was his name now? Zacchaeus. I'm going to tell you today about another man who was seeking the Lord. And this man came from the country of Ethiopia. And he was going on a journey up to Jerusalem. Now that was about 1,600 kilometers distant. And he didn't have a car, he didn't have a bus, he didn't have a plane, he had a chariot. And he had others with him, and they moved from Ethiopia up to Jerusalem, for the man was seeking the Lord. Right? And he'd been to Jerusalem. I suppose he'd been to Jerusalem at one of their festivals. I was telling you, not yesterday, but the day before, concerning the festivals that they had in Jerusalem. This man possibly had been up to a festival, and he was returning. And he was sitting in his chariot, riding along, sitting in his chariot. It would be a bit hard to read the scripture sitting in a chariot, wouldn't it, bouncing along? But that's what he was doing. And he was reading from the prophet Isaiah. You're listening now, because there might be some questions, right? Listening now, because if you don't get the answers to the questions. Right, he's returning from Jerusalem, he's been up there, he's going down through the desert back to Ethiopia. And he's reading from the Bible. And he reads concerning the fact that there's a man who was to come, and that he would be led as a lamb to the slaughter. And furthermore, he read about a man that was to come, and he was to be taken like a sheep to the shearer, and he doesn't make a noise, he doesn't open his mouth. And Philip's a preacher of the gospel, and the Lord says to Philip, Philip, you go away from where you're preaching, and you go down and meet this man that's riding home in his chariot. Philip comes alongside, and the man's reading about the Lord Jesus it was, but it didn't say that in the Old Testament. And he's reading away as he's riding along in the chariot, and Philip comes near, and he hears him reading out aloud. Hears him reading about the Lord Jesus Christ. And Philip says, do you understand what you're reading? And the man says, I don't understand. How can I understand? I want somebody to help me. And this is what the scripture says where the record is given. And it says, and Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Because that's what the man was reading about. Though the illustration was given of a sheep taken before the shearer, who's seen sheep being shorn? Right, hands down. There's something about a sheep being shorn that's very remarkable. The shearer can handle the sheep roughly, and he can start shearing the sheep, and he can even gash the sheep with the shears, and it doesn't make a noise. And the lamb going to the slaughter, that little lamb doesn't make one noise as it's going to the place of slaughter. And the prophet was writing about the Lord Jesus, and he said, he shall be led as a lamb to the slaughter, like a lamb, and like a sheep before the shearer is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. And Philip began to preach and tell him that the prophet 700 years before was speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he began with that scripture that he's reading, jogging along in the chariot. He began with that scripture, and he preached unto him Jesus. I'm going to get you to tell me some words from our lesson that start with the letters making up the word Jesus. What was the name of the town where the man was returning from? And he was going back reading the scripture. What was the name of the town?
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem, that's right. The man was returning from Jerusalem. He didn't find any real satisfaction in Jerusalem. And apparently he had found a copy of the scripture and he was reading it. And Philip is preaching to him from the Old Testament about the Lord Jesus Christ. Now what was the name of the country where he came from? What was the name of the country where he came from? The girl down there.
Ethiopia,
that's right. He came from Ethiopia up to Jerusalem and he was returning. Now, what was the man doing beside reading the scripture? What was he doing? I told you just as I began what the man was doing. What was he doing? Not sinning. Quickly, what was he doing? No, not sitting. What was he doing? No, not praying. It begins with S. Seeking, that's right. So he was seeking the Lord. And our verse told us, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Now, what did the man say? He says, I don't, begins with the letter U, I want somebody to help me. I don't understand, right. I don't understand. And so Philip came to the man and he was preaching to him Jesus, telling him that Jesus had come from heaven and died on the cross that his sins might be forgiven. And so when the man heard that, he didn't find satisfaction in Jerusalem and he was returning home. And now he found where he could have his sins forgiven, and the word that tells us that a man who has his sins forgiven begins with the letter S. What is it? A man who has, or a boy or a girl, who has their sins forgiven, it begins with the letter S. What is it?
Saved.
That's right. And so the man was saved that day, riding along in the chariot. Now, boys and girls, that's why we've gathered you in, to tell you about Jesus. To tell you that the same one that saved the Ethiopian traveling home in his chariot that day as he was seeking the Lord is the same one that can save you and can save me. He can forgive our sins. And the wonder of it all is this, that he can do it today. Now the Lord Jesus died on the cross that our sins might be forgiven. If we trust him and accept him as our Savior, then we, like the Ethiopian, are saved and know the joy that sins forgiven brings. Right, now you've listened really well. Now I said I'd have some more questions, right? Now, how far was it from Ethiopia where the man lived up to Jerusalem? How far was it?
1,600.
1,600, right. It's a long way. And the man was riding in a chariot, right. And he was reading from what prophet? What was the name of the prophet? Isaiah the prophet, that's right. And Philip was preaching and he was told to go and join himself to the chariot. Whereabouts was it? In a what sort of country? What area was it? It was a desert area, that's right. A desert area. And Philip preached to him about whom? Jesus, that's right. Okay. Now you've listened really well, and I hope you take that message in, and remember that like the Ethiopian, we should seek the Lord while he may be found.